was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and in holes in...
You've been listening to the Sunday Morning Worship Service from St. John's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. For worship times, visit stjohnsbaraboo.org.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
Time for the Lutheran Hour, brought to you by Pastor Gerke and his congregation at Trinity Lutheran Church, 728 Church Street, Wisconsin Dells.
God's system for a broken world, this week on the Lutheran Hour.
The fourth grade system had a sharp end, though, if you misbehaved. And I will never forget the day that I lost all my points.
A school day's memory helps Dr. Michael Ziegler describe the system God uses to keep the world from flying apart. That also shows us we need a Savior. Today on the Lutheran Hour. Hi, this is Mark Eicher, and you're listening to the world's longest-running Christian broadcast, now in our 92nd season. First, with a special invitation, here is our speaker, Dr. Michael Ziegler.
Thank you for your prayers and your financial support. Did you know that it only takes about $5 to bring the Lutheran Hour to one listener? The Lutheran Hour is made possible by donations like these from individuals like you. Our fall giving campaign begins this week, and God has blessed us with a matching grant that can double the impact of your gift. But the match is only available for a limited time, so if you're not a financial supporter, this could be the perfect opportunity to take that next step. You can donate online at lutheranhour.org/give or call us Monday through Friday at 855-JOHN-316. The number again is 855-JOHN-316. And the web address is lutheranhour.org/give. Thank you, and please keep praying for us.
Now here's today's message.
Miss Gosson was my fourth grade teacher. She was a single lady in her 30s. She had short, brown, curly hair. And when you stepped into her classroom, she would greet you at the door with a smile that said, "I am glad you are here." And if you were one of her students, you had to learn her system. Miss Gosson had a system, a point-keeping system, bonus points, she called them. It was her classroom management system. It was designed to encourage good behavior and dissuade bad behavior. You were awarded points, generally, for following the rules, and sometimes extra points for going above and beyond, and you lost points for breaking the rules or misbehaving. As a student, I mostly related to Miss Gosson through this system. She was the keeper of the system, but also, I suppose, a participant in it, because she was our model for what counted as good behavior. As a kid, I guess I didn't think about Miss Gosson as a person outside of this system. For me, primarily, she was the giver and the taker of points. I tracked my points by making little tick marks on the laminate desktop with my mechanical pencil, arranging them in tiny columns and rows and groups of five, which tells you a little something about my personality. Everyone was supposed to track their points in some way, in a notebook or something. It wasn't a real strict accounting system for the points, but if you were having trouble with the math, there'd always be a classmate standing by ready to give you a free audit. The point system was how Miss Gosson chose to manage her classroom for that season. She probably changed it and modified it from year to year to better serve the students she had. And I'm sure if you talked to her as an adult, she'd tell you that it wasn't about the points. It wasn't about the system. The system was a tool. It was a temporary tool designed to help us, sometimes unruly kids, get along. And she used this system because she loved us. She really did. Most days. No, she loved us. She was glad we existed, that we were her students, even when she was frustrated by us, because she saw us with the love of God. That was the worldview that Miss Gosson brought to teaching. She was a Christian. a follower of Jesus of Nazareth, who's called the Christ, the Messiah. Because of Jesus, she truly believed that God actually loves the world and that he loves us as individuals in it, and that included her students, who were gifts from the God who created them with gifts so that they could cultivate them and share them and thereby shine the love of God onto others. That's why she used the system. The fourth grade system had a sharp end, though, if you misbehaved. And I will never forget the day that I lost all my points. Early on that school year, some of the boys in our class had gotten mixed up in the old chair-pulling prank. Nothing good comes from the chair-pulling prank, and these days it might lead to a lawsuit, so Miss Gosson was wise to nip it in the bud. Just earlier that week, I had a chair pulled right out from underneath me. Now, if you've ever had this done to you, you know the feeling. It is a fundamental violation of the system, the rules of civility. There are some things in life that you ought to be able to count on, such as that the chair you had sat on a moment ago will still be there as you're sitting down now. But the chair-pulling prank violates all of that. What was there a moment ago is gone. One second you're in free fall, and the next, half the class is laughing at you while you're lying on the floor. There's a German phrase that you may have heard before, Schadenfreude. Schaden means harm or injury. Freude means gladness. Put them together and you get a happy feeling when someone else is suffering. I didn't know the meaning of Schadenfreude when I was in fourth grade, but I'm pretty sure that if you look it up in the dictionary, there's a picture of a guy pulling a chair out from under someone. And there's a sick logic in there somewhere. Maybe gloating over someone else's pain temporarily takes the edge off of yours. For me, it was mostly my pride that was wounded, and that was enough to make me want to pass it on to someone else. And so I did. And in the moment, I confess that I felt some Schadenfreude in one of the darker corners of my soul, seeing my classmate hit the floor after I had absconded with his seat. But it was temporary because Miss Gosson saw me. "Michael," she said it in that tone, "that is not okay." And she took all my points away. See, Miss Gosson's point system was designed not only to help us become the kind of people who shined the love of God on others, but also to protect us from such behavior, to hold us back from a state of free-for-all lawlessness. When we think of systems in this wider way, we can also see how there are systems in our grown-up world. Systems designed to encourage civility and to keep us from lawlessness. Take, for example, a sign you might see in an emergency room at the hospital. Something like, "Our mission is to provide the best medical care to you and to your loved ones. Abusive behavior of any kind is not acceptable. It's not okay." And behind the sign, there needs to be a system to uphold it. And the system almost always involves some kind of scorekeeping or point tracking. And if someone doesn't play by the rules, if they pull the chair out from under us, we expect them to lose points. And if they keep losing points, eventually they'll be escorted out. In the case of a hospital, that system is designed to protect from lawlessness so that care providers can do their job, that they can give the care to the people who need it. But there are other kinds of systems. There's a point-keeping system that happens when a business gets a rating, whether it's a Better Business Bureau seal or a 5-star review on Yelp. How many points or stars they've accumulated says something about their reliability or how much of a hassle it might be to deal with them. We all live in these systems, and we deal with people through these systems. In families and neighborhoods, sports leagues, schools, churches, and each has a slightly different set of rules. And the rules tell us how to get along with people in that system. how to pull a chair up for someone and not yank it from them. Because behavior like that will cost you points. Sometimes we have a love-hate relationship with this system. Maybe you've noticed that as customers or consumers, we're starting to get our own individual ratings online. For example, if you buy something from someone on a marketplace app, they can give you a rating. And if you don't keep your word, if you're rude or belligerent, if you pull the chair out from under them, you lose points. You get a lower rating. The same kind of thing happens informally when people chat you up in your neighborhood or at school or at your job. They give many testimonials about their latest interaction with you, and your score in others' eyes either goes up or down. I was talking with a friend about this, and he said, I like my point system for others, but I don't like their point system for me. Now, if you're like my fourth grade teacher, Miss Gossin, and you accept the Christian worldview as the truth, truth that I also have been led to accept, then you can also trust that the God who created us and loves us is temporarily using all these systems, even the mismanaged and malfunctioning ones, to help us. And God is helping us in several ways. Ultimately, God's goal is not that we would be stuck in this system, but that we would fully be His children, His adopted children, who model our behavior after God's love for us. And this goal has become possible for us because God is not only the keeper of the system, not only the giver and the taker of points, but also a participant in it. God the Father sent His Son to become part of the system, to become human. God's Son took the name Jesus, was raised up among God's chosen, beloved people, the people of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Jesus was born among them, was crucified and raised to new life among them, so that God's love could shine on all people. Jesus became like us so that we could become like Him, so that God's love could shine on others through us. And God uses the system to help move us along toward this goal. In one place, the Bible calls this system the elementary principles of the world. See Galatians chapter 4, or sometimes just the law. It's like that sign in the ER that says abusive behavior will not be tolerated, the sign that represents the behavior management system for the hospital. That system isn't the goal for the hospital, but it serves the goal. The goal for the hospital is to heal people. So also, God's goal is not to make sick and injured people a little more well-behaved, but rather to make them well again. And we are sick and injured deep down. We've all got dark corners in our souls. Any fourth grade teacher can see it in her students, even the well-behaved ones. And we've all felt it in ourselves, that sinister schadenfreude that delights in the suffering of others. The Bible says it's like a sickness that both infects us and injures us. It warps our behavior, leads us to harm ourselves and each other. It's a fatal illness that will ultimately kill us and separate us from God forever. But God, in His love, wants to heal us. And He's made the world into His emergency room, His hospital. God heals us by sending us His Spirit, the Holy Spirit, God's breath of life. The Spirit comes to us by an infusion of God's Word, by hearing God speak to us in the Bible, in baptism, in the Lord's Supper, in Christian preaching and conversation. The Spirit and the Word work together to kill that sickness in us, to heal, to bring us to life, to make us well again. But it's really hard to heal people if your waiting room is chaos. It's hard to teach people when your classroom is a free-for-all. So God has a system. He's got a sign, abusive behavior will not be tolerated. God uses the system to help keep down the chaos, to help us get along, while He heals us and makes us His children. God's work is illustrated well in the life of Jacob, recorded in the Bible, which we've been listening to on this program. If there ever was a guy guilty of pulling the chair out from under someone, it was Jacob. Jacob's name means prankster. Jacob had an older brother named Esau, who twice was the butt of Jacob's tricks. You can read all about it in Genesis chapter 27, but let's just say for now that there was a major break in the established system. And in a subtle way, God himself is behind this break. Because Jacob, the second born, got the bigger blessing, while Esau, who normally would get that blessing, the older one and the favorite of their father, he felt like he got the shaft. And Jacob lost serious points in Esau's eyes, and Esau wanted to kill him. But as the Genesis narrative progresses, we learn that there's a bigger plan here. God's blessing of Jacob wasn't so that Jacob could gloat over his brother. The blessing wasn't for Jacob's private enjoyment. No, the blessing was for the healing of the world. Jacob was blessed so that in the fullness of time, God could send forth his son into Jacob's family, born of the Virgin Mary, born under the law, born in the system, so that by faith we could all be adopted, so that God's love for us could shine through us to others. That's why God blesses Jacob, because he's been chosen to carry the seed of the Messiah in his body. Points or no points, God's got a bigger plan for Jacob. And on the way, God uses a system to help him get along with his brother. Notice how it works in Genesis chapter 33. Jacob has just come from wrestling with God. God came in human form, a foreshadowing of what he would ultimately do in Jesus, and he came and wrestled Jacob to bless him, to remind Jacob once again that even when it feels like God is against him, like he's tallying up all his misdeeds, punishing his sins, docking his points, God, in fact, is truly for him. That's what the wrestling match was all about. So Jacob leaves there, limping, but knowing that God loves him. And then, right away, he's going to be faced with his brother. And he knows that he's lost a lot of points with his brother because of all the tricks. But because he knows he's loved by God, Jacob also knows that he's called to let God's love shine on his brother. But Esau, his brother, lives in a system, an ancient system, where older brothers are esteemed, and livestock is money, and honor is everything. So Jacob, God's beloved child, is called to love his brother in that system. So what does he do? He bows to the ground 7 times as he approaches Esau. He refers to himself as Esau's servant, and he gives him a gift of livestock, 550 animals, to be specific. And maybe it's just the old prankster Jacob working out of his self-interest. Maybe the gift is just insurance for later so that when Esau's in one of his darker moods and his murderous thoughts drift back to all the ways that his brothers shafted him, at least he'll have a tangible reminder of 550 camels, goats, sheep, and donkeys to help him not be so angry. Maybe it is just Jacob groveling. Or maybe not. Maybe Jacob is a forgiven, beloved child of God, and he knows that God loves him unconditionally. And because God has all the points, Jacob can now return to that system to work within it to love his brother. And God, turns out, does Jacob one better. Because as soon as Esau sees Jacob, he runs to him, embraces him, throws his arms around him, and kisses him. And Jacob tells his brother that seeing his face is like seeing the face of God. If you are part of the Christian church, then your mission with all of us is to form a community in Jesus where the face of God can shine through us to all people. In the Christian school I attended, Miss Gosson taught us how. First, to know that God loves us, and second, to know that we are called to love people who live in systems. And to love them well, you have to learn the system. It takes much wisdom and experience and skill to do this because every system is a little bit different and every system is a little bit broken and some are really broken. But all are at least somewhat grounded in those basic principles of the world, the law that God has written into the creation and on every human heart, and all are judged by God's law. And this will be true no matter who is elected president. So it is our calling as Christians to help raise up people who know that God loves them unconditionally, who aren't slaves to the system, but know how to love people in those systems. That means you have to know how the system works. You have to learn the culture. You have to know the subtle difference between laughing with someone and laughing at them. You have to know what counts as currency, how to show honor, and how not to lose all your points. These systems we live in are temporary. It's like the foyer in an emergency room. It's like a fourth grade classroom. We're not supposed to stay in them forever, because one day Jesus will return to raise the dead. And he will bring God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, and these systems will be laid to rest. Then God's love, the goal of the law, will dwell in our hearts and shine on our faces. And even today, when we take God at his word, when we believe that behind the system, there is one who loves us, his love shines through us to others. I once had the opportunity to meet Miss Gosson again, about 10 years later when I was in my 20s. She had gotten married, switched from teaching, and went back to school to become a lawyer. When I saw her, I said, "Miss Gosson." She said, "Call me Jill." Her hair was still curly, and the smile on her face still said, "I am glad you are here." In the name of Jesus, amen.
You're listening to The Lutheran Hour. For free online resources, archived audio, and more, go to lutheranhour.org. The Ohio Lutheran pastor and churchman Matthias Loy summarized the functions of God's system in a hymn titled, "The Law of God is Good and Wise."
The law of God is good and wise, and sets his will before us. Shows us the way of righteousness, and dooms to death when we transgress. To those who help in Christ have found, and would in works of love abound, it shows what deeds are needed. Justify.
Today, many of our congregations will observe All Saints Day. We thank God for those sainted parents, grandparents, pastors, teachers, and others who've gone before us, those who prayed for us and taught us to pray, corrected us, and set an example for us to follow, now part of that great company of heaven.
By the Lord and trusting in his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and give you peace. Amen.
The Lutheran Hour is made possible through the support of faithful listeners like you. To learn how your prayers and gifts can extend the worldwide outreach of the Lutheran Hour, go to LutheranHour.org. Join us next week as guest speaker Dr. Daniel Pavla tells how God comes to renew us with his love, rename us in baptism, and remain with us through his word. Our theme music is by Peter Prochnow, Emily Rogers, and Alicia Enstrom. I'm Mark Eicher. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.
You've been listening to the Lutheran Hour, brought to you weekly by Trinity Lutheran Church at 728 Church Street, Wisconsin Dells. Worship Wednesdays at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 9:45 a.m. Family Bible Study Hour is at 8:30 a.m. on Sundays.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain and breezy conditions expected today. High temperatures warming to the lower 50s. That southeast wind up around 30 miles per hour. Possibility of some heavy rainfall tonight into your Sunday and Monday. Temperatures on the rise overnight. Explore your holiday getaway options in Alexandria, Minnesota. ExploreAlex.com.
It's 47 at our studios.
80s, 90s, and more.
Max FM.
blame it on something. Gotta blame it on something.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Brandt with you. It's after 11:30 a.m. on Sunday morning. You know, we're going to have a little bit of fun, and it's been raining, and our theme this half hour is going to be rain. With that being said, here are the Eurythmics. Here comes the rain again on Max FM. 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you. It is going on 11:39 on Sunday morning. We wanted to pass along on behalf of Tumbled Rock Brewing Kitchen that they are closed due to a small fire that occurred last evening. They will be closed until further notice, and they've also posted that cleanup and restoration is underway. They thank everyone for their support, and this won't take too long. So again, for those in the area, Tumble Rock Brewing and Kitchen is closed due to a small fire that occurred last evening, and cleanup and restoration is underway. They thank everyone for their support, and this won't take too long. So you can monitor their Facebook page for additional details. We have reached out to them to see if there's anything else that they would like us to pass along to our listeners, but we want everyone to know in case you were heading over there this afternoon, and we're planning on joining them today. Again, Tumble Rock Brewing is closed in Baraboo for a small fire that occurred last evening. They hope to reopen soon. The restoration and cleanup process has begun. So we definitely are thinking about them as they go through that. That is never anything that anyone likes to deal with. And we just, our thoughts are with all of the employees over there and the folks involved with that. So we'll provide updates as we know additional details for them. 11:40 on Sunday morning, our rain theme continues with Prince and Purple Rain on Max FM.
I never meant to call you in your sorrow. I never meant to call you in your pain. I'm the one who wants that life to be laughing. Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. We'll be right back.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you for a little while on Sunday morning. We decided to do a few themes in this half hour, and this half hour is going to be about rain. You know, we have very much needed rain. I'm glad to see it was raining when I got up this morning. You know, it's been dry for a while, so I hope it continues. And our rain theme continues with Phil Collins. I Wish It Would Rain Now on Max FM.
More
99.7 Max FM.
You're thinking if you break away, you'll never survive. I'm waiting as my heart beats just for you. Come on and take my hand and I'll pull you through.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you for a few minutes longer. So here's what I'm going to do. We're going to play Orange Juice Jones, and then we'll have Adele. So our rain theme was this half hour only. We'll get into Backtracks USA 80s with Kid Kelly a little after 12 p.m. I'll be back with you after 4. Here is Orange Juice Jones on Max FM.
You were holding hands and I never be the same. Hey, baby, how you doing? Come on in here. Got some hot chocolate in the stove waiting for you. Listen, first things first, let me hang up that coat. Yeah, how's your day today? Did you miss me? Oh, you did. Yeah, I missed you too. I missed you so much, I followed you today. That's right. Now close your mouth, because you cold busted. That's right, now sit down here. Sit down here, so upset with you, don't know what to do. And my first impulse was to run up on you and do a Rambo. We're about to jammy and flat blast both of you. But I ain't want to mess up this $3,700 Lynx coat. So instead, I chill. That's right. Chill. Then I went to the bank, took out every dime. And then I went and canceled all those credit cards. Yeah. All your charge counts. Yeah. I stuck you up every piece of jewelry I ever bought you. Yeah. That's right. Everything. Everything. Get fly with me. Nah, don't go looking in that closet. Cause you ain't got nothing in there. Everything you came here with is packed up and waiting for you in the guest room. That's right. What was you thinking about? Huh? What you trying to prove? Huh? This with the juice. You know, I gave you silk suits, Gucci handbags, blue diamonds. I gave you things you couldn't even pronounce. Now I can't give you nothing but advice. Cause you still young. That's right, you're still young. I hope you learn a valuable lesson from all this. You know? You're gonna find somebody like me one of these days. Until then, know what you gotta do? You gotta get on out of here with that alley cat coat wearing hush puppy shoe wearing crumb cake I saw you with. Cause you dismissed. That's right. Silly rabbit tricks are made for kids, did you know that? You without me like cornflake without the milk. It's my world, you just a squirrel trying to get a nut. Now get on out of here.